Well, it's going to be down in Argentina, looking at maybe about 3 million tons lower on the corn side of things, about 2 million tons lower on soybeans. So we're talking about just shy of 52 million tons on corn, just a little bit under 46 or 47 million tons on soybeans. So down from last year, definitely. But so far, nobody seems really ready to say that this needs to go much further. We've heard some big numbers for what they think it'll be at the end, but some of these rains kind of keep you guessing and keep you from making that big statement that the USDA is generally not going to make anyway. On Brazil, we're looking at slightly better, and this is, again, it's as good as their crop has looked. It's tough to step out in January or at the end of December and say it's going to be this monster crop that it is. They're already looking for big numbers, but it's hard for them to go and say it has to get that much bigger. So we're moving from about 126 million tons to 126.35 million tons on the corn side of things, which would be a production record for them. On the soybean side of things, moving from 152 million tons to 152.25 million tons. So just slight increases on Brazil. And that's where we could get a little bit of a curveball thrown at us if the USDA decides to make a bigger cut to Argentina or make an increase, a bigger increase than expected to Brazil. We know that CONAB and Rosario Grain Exchange should be releasing some estimates here within the next couple of days as well. So we'll be watching those to see if there's any reason for us to get excited about what the USDA can say out there.